The family of Hannah Baxter say her estranged husband, New Zealander Rowan Baxter, was a heartless monster. Baxter doused Hannah and her three children, aged 6, 4 and 3, in petrol and set them alight on Wednesday, killing all four before he stabbed himself to death next to the car. Hannah's estranged husband was born in New Zealand, and this is a suspected family violence incident. Detective Inspector Mark Thompson made a plea to the public yesterday for information about the family.
Now, our job is to build a complete and clear picture for the coroner as to what happened yesterday, what led to the events of yesterday. And the best way of us being able to do that is to understand the family dynamics and understand the history of that family. So that leads me to be here today to put another call out to the public, and I'd even go so far as to call it an impassioned call to the public, that if you have any knowledge of the Baxter-Clark family, that you come forward and speak to police.
ABC's Brisbane correspondent Francine Morton is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
What are we learning now? More details about the lead up to this incident. What can you tell us?
Well, Corin, we are starting to get a bigger picture that is emerging of the background of this family that sadly 48 hours ago ended in the ultimate act of violence with the deaths of Hannah Clark and her three children, plus Rowan Baxter, who performed the violent act on his family. Police have confirmed that they have dealt with the family on previous occasions in regards to family violence matters. We also know that there were domestic violence orders in place in the family leading up to this incident on Wednesday. But there, as before this happened, there were, despite the domestic violence orders in place, there were no specific custody arrangements or family court orders.
This case, it's interesting you mentioned the name of Hannah Clark, is sparking, because I think we were calling her Hannah Baxter, it has sparked a huge debate about domestic and family violence in Australia, hasn't it? The media treat it.
Yes, it has. The shock still hasn't subsided, and that shock is also being slowly replaced by growing anger that something like this horrific act on Wednesday could happen to a mother and three young children as she was driving them to school on a suburban street in Brisbane. So today there is going to be a rally held in Brisbane to remember the victims of domestic and family violence. It's being organised by the Brisbane Domestic Violence Service, and it's going to be held from midday today. But all on social media, even among the politicians, state and federal politicians here in Australia, there is still a sense of disbelief and sadness and anger that this could happen to a mother and her children.
What are friends of Mrs. Clark saying? Have people been coming forward?
Yes, they have. So they have told the ABC of a growing disturbing picture of Rowan Baxter in the lead up to this ultimate act of violence. There was a disturbing a pattern of behaviour leading up to this. Friends of the of Hannah Clark, as she Hannah Clark, by the way, is her Clark is her maiden name, and that was her official legal name. So that's why we now call her Hannah Clark. But friends have told the ABC that there was a disturbing, growing behaviour by Rowan Baxter being perpetrated against his estranged partner, including a friend who told the ABC that Rowan Baxter tried to break his estranged wife's wrist after she spotted photo prints of herself sitting in his car in the days before he doused the family in petrol and set them alight. So this wasn't an isolated ultimate act of violence. There were lead-up events to this. And the police are gathering evidence and calling for friends and family and other witnesses to come forward to give as much information as they can so that they can get a clearer picture of the lead-up to this event so that they can finalise their report for the coroner who will investigate these deaths.
Francine Morton, thank you very much for that.